In today's episode, we are going to be talking about how to create a lead magnet for your wedding business. And this might sound like it is completely bizarre lingo because it's not something wedding vendors talk about a whole lot. But Heather and I have seen the true value in offering a freebie to potential clients, because that means that with a little bit of effort and a little bit of love, these people have a higher likelihood of booking you when all of this craziness settles. So hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Get your pen and paper ready. We're going to be tossing a lot of information at you, and we can't wait to see all your lead magnets after this.
We are gathered here today to bring together the wedding community. Whether you are a seasoned pro, a newbie planning to start your own wedding business, or an engaged couple hoping to see behind the scenes, we're here to share tips, tricks, and laughs with you as we talk weddings. The Union Podcast is a show that aims to build a community for those in the wedding planning trenches. Join Jamie Wolfer, Heather Laurie Fear, and special guests in roundtable discussions about the challenges and joys of the wedding business. And now, here come your hosts, Jamie and Heather.
Guys, we are in a crazy season right now, and we have definitely all started to see that people are not making buying decisions right now. They're not too eager to spend money, which is totally understandable. But today, Jamie and I wanted to talk about what we can do right now to foster relationships and get that foundation laid to plant those seeds, so to speak, to harvest a big amount of goodness a little bit later this year as people start opening up their wallets again. Jamie?
Yeah, because one thing that Heather and I have talked about is building that relationship with complete strangers right now is going to really, really kind of sweeten up that relationship. So when it does come time for them to book a photographer or to book a videographer or to hire a florist, they're going to want to hire the person they've already had an experience with. Even if that's just some sort of digital offering online, they're going to be so much more likely to book someone who's already provided value to their life in a time when they feel a little bit crazy, they feel a little bit unsettled, they're not quite sure what's going on in life, and bam, there you are with something for them to download, something for them to work on, something for them to read through that helps them feel more equipped for their wedding moving forward.
Yes, this is such a challenging time for our couples. A lot of them really tight on funds. They're unstable with their jobs. They are trapped in their houses in some areas and have a lot of free time, but no funds and no certainty about when their wedding is going to be. So they are having trouble getting traction. So us as professionals, being there to support them and give them whatever guidance we can, that for us is a low cost item, maybe a little bit more in the guidance sort of angle, is huge for these folks. But for us, costs very little, but in the long term brings a huge relationship building value that long term is going to be beneficial for us. So we just wanted to talk about some of the ways you can do this. And again, the benefits here are pretty clear, but we're going to dig into that a little bit as well.
Sorry, that felt like a very good pausing point. I'm just going to let you run this whole thing, Heather. Just take it and go. But as we're talking about this, it just dawned on me. If you guys have not heard our episode with Max, you need to go listen to that because there's so much value that he offered in that specific episode. And it makes me think of social reciprocity, where there's actually a psychological thing that happens when you give away something for free that people will then be more inclined to book you. It's crazy. It is. But if you give them something, they're going to feel obligated to give you something in return. And oftentimes that could mean their business.
That's very true. And the short term, I mean, it's tough for us as professionals if we're just working on things that are going to give us, you know, an income a little further out. So I know in the short term, this isn't helping a whole lot, but I think there isn't necessarily a whole lot you can do in the short term, because if you are a service provider and you can't run an event in your area right now, folks cannot get licenses here in California. You can't even get a marriage license. So there's not a whole lot of ways to win in that short term. So the best thing you can do is position yourself to have yourself lined up for a huge amount of success as soon as you can.
Yeah, exactly. Both Heather and I have online platforms, online courses, online things that we have worked on. And I know for me, it took me 9 months to make it sounds like a baby, but no, 9 months to make my online course. I mean, it was drawing everything out. It was getting everything prepared. Now, of course, I was still working events at the time and we've got a full life here at the house. So take all of that with a grain of salt because someone else, a single person with a lot of free time on their hands might have had it done a lot more quickly. But this isn't something that just overnight turns into money in your pocket. This is something where it's like you just can see the long-term gain out of it.
Yes, I think a course or an online program of any sort is a huge investment of time, but pays big dividends. I know on my side of things here, I spent around 4 to 5 months working on everything before I was able to launch it. And there's a lot of moving parts on the back end of building an online course. You have your systems, you have to really hone in an offer, develop a plan for online marketing, just a lot of tech and things like that. And as a beginner, for you guys who haven't dabbled online at all, that may be jumping into the deep end. And so I don't know if that's the way to go. And also you may spend, you know, months working on this. And then when the industry opens back up and your main focus was being a service provider in person, your attention may swing back there and anything you've worked on may just get left on the shelf. So that's why we want to suggest some shorter term wins, some different things you can put together maybe over a weekend and then start putting out there to be a lead generation system or a lead magnet for you.
Yeah, exactly. So this is all about, I mean, if you put in a day or two's worth of work, because you already have the knowledge. Heather and I have harped this into your brains. You guys have so much more knowledge in your brain than you even know. Just because it seems super simple or super normal to you does not mean that couples are used to this kind of thing. So what you can do is really take a day, take 2 days, take four. I mean, Lord knows we have the time right now, and write down stuff that you already know. But people who are not a photographer or who are not a florist have no idea about, and I guarantee you, it'll be providing value.
Yes, it's an enormous amount of value you guys can provide. Your special skills and that knowledge that to you, again, is pedestrian, basic, everybody knows it. Yeah, I don't know it. I have no idea how to do certain things. I know there's this stuff called Oasis. You put your plants in it. I don't know how to do that. I know of it generally, but like I would need some guidance from you. And I'm kind of like a little bit savvy. So these couples who've never planned a wedding before, never made a floral arrangement in their lives, are going to love the guidance you can provide. And you being the person to step up and give them this information in a time when they're sitting around in the house and just desperately trying to figure out how to get some traction going on their wedding, it is going to resonate with them. And it's going to be something that bonds them to you in a way where they are now a fan, not just a potential customer, but actually someone who is a fan. And that's huge. On that note, one of the first things you guys could make is something like a cheat sheet or like a quick little checklist of things to do. So no matter what industry you're in, whether you're a florist, a planner, even a DJ, like a little list of things you'd suggest that prepare someone to be a client. And you don't need to position it that way. You're going to position it as something that's a guide on how to do X, Y, and Z. But realistically, it might be the guide of how to prepare up to the point of hiring you. And you don't need to put that in there. Again, we want to make this a resource that could stand alone and be super helpful for the person.
Yeah.
But you're basically going to leave them hanging at that critical point where they need to turn to you when they're ready to turn to you and ready to get their wallet out. So what that might look like is for a florist, it might be a guide to how to develop an amazing Pinterest board for inspiration and all the different pieces that they should be thinking about when they're looking for inspiration on their florals. And that way they build up a nice, beautiful board, but they don't actually know how to take that and go anywhere with it. They don't know how to make those flowers or whatnot, but they do have a very clear vision. So when they're ready to buy, now they can take that to you and move forward.
Okay, quick interruption for you guys, but only because we're really excited about this, okay? Okay, we started a Facebook group.
Yeah, because we want to connect with you guys and we want you to connect with each other because we are not just trying to be here on the microphone chatting at you. We want to connect and make a community. So come join us on Facebook in our group. It's called the Union Podcast Community. Join the fun. Let's support each other and rise together with our businesses.
And let's be friends.
Yes, please. See y'all in the group.
See you there. Another great idea is how to prepare to hire a photographer. What information do you need to have handy when you start interviewing photographers? What should they be looking for? And so it's putting together a Q&A. How do you interview a venue? What are some venue Q&As? If you are a venue and you're looking to try to help people out, share with them what clients should be potentially looking for when they go out venue shopping. So I'm sure you could cultivate the answers in a way that like highlight you in a favorable light. Absolutely. But mostly you just want to educate people on how to ask the right questions. That's another great freebie that you can do. It's a quick and easy checklist. It's something you already know. These are questions that you already answer in every single like intake or in every single interview, meet and greet type situation. You're already answering these. So just throw it onto a PDF and offer that out to people ahead of time so they feel good going into it.
Yes. I think building on that, another idea is a resource list. So this is something that in my space has been super powerful, is just sharing with couples the places I'd recommend that they go. And this is actually a powerful way for you and your community there locally to help prop each other up, because this could be powerful not only for your business, but for your favorite partners that are out there who are also in the same boat right now, just floating along, hoping to get some momentum going soon. And you guys could collectively work on a resource list that highlights the crew you prefer to work with and speaks to some of the benefits, speaks to maybe some special offers that they're putting out there to kind of get some traction going, all of that.
I seriously thought that you were going to say something about affiliate links. I was like, here she goes. Here she goes. Heather with her affiliates. It's coming in.
I do love that angle too, but I know a lot of you guys listening are local vendors. You're not necessarily going to want to send someone away to the internet to hire one of these online resources I do personally love. So, you know, think about that local crew you got, and there's some opportunity there too. And a nice little referral fee is never a bad thing. So maybe you work that into the deal. That's up to you.
Why not? That's actually a really good idea. I hadn't considered just offering our preferred vendor list as an option. I love the vendors that we work with. Are you kidding? Absolutely. Please hire them. Abso-stinking-lutely. But what a great way to be a wonderful resource for people right now. And it's stuff you already have. It's just sitting there waiting to be offered to potential clients.
And the benefit of this on another level is, don't you want those businesses you love to survive this craziness? Absolutely. You don't want to get into next year and your favorite photographer is like, yeah, I'm not doing this anymore. So give them some love, push some folks their way, and you know you're doing a good thing and you're keeping this great work relationship going. So I think on many levels, that's an awesome option for folks to consider.
Yeah. Another great idea is timelines. And that can either be like an overall planning timeline, or it could be a day of timeline. Now, I personally think there's a lot of adjustments that oftentimes need to be made to a day of timeline. So that could be a good option. But let's talk about like the long-term planning aspect. You can't see me, but I'm like waving my arms so that they're far apart right now. Long-term, like wide.
The big timeline.
The big picture. You know what I mean? I'll try to move my hands like loudly so you can what I'm doing right now. What does it look like to hire a florist? At what point should they have their vision developed? At what point should they be contacting florists? At what point should they have their first meeting? And when do they have to need to have the final numbers into the florist by? Because if I had a nickel for every time a client forgot to update a florist on their guest count and there was either not enough centerpieces or there were too many centerpieces, a lot of people do forget that. So if they don't have a professional in their field or like a wedding planner to go, hey, have you updated the florist too? A lot of people don't necessarily consider that. So that's something, again, already in your brain and a great way to potentially groom clients for yourself should they come back. Because look, now they're set up for success. They know that 6 months out, they need to have their vision done, ready to go, locked and loaded. They also know that you need a final guest count about 4 weeks before their event. So 2 or 3 weeks before, when you place your order at the wholesaler, you have the appropriate number of flowers to work with.
Very smart. And I see that these ideas are not only powerful for the couples you're working with, these are also things that are powerful for you in the fact that, like Jamie said, you're grooming these couples. So if they do come back to you, they're going to be easier to work with. They will have used this downtime where they're kind of just holding out, trying to get their footing in this craziness to prepare themselves to be better clients, to be more organized. And they're just seriously making use of their time, which I think all of us right now just need to feel like we have a purpose and we're making something happen, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how much just even chatting with clients for us right now is super grounding for them. Okay, what can I be doing? What progress can I be making? Can you just point me towards something to do with my hands and or with my brain? Because I need to feel like this time is purposeful, which, by the way, I am loving all of the quotes out there that are basically like, you don't have to do anything important right now. You can keep your pajamas on all day if you want. Like, I feel that.
That's an option too. And that's something I think you should also tell to your clients if you guys are talking to folks like, yes, you don't have to do weddings every day. This doesn't have to be like a quarantine where it's just like a wedding workshop the whole time because you have the free time. Like, integrate that a little, but also just chill out and make use of the fact you're getting more time with your honey or good book, whatever.
And that's the great part about offering some sort of digital offering like this is if people are actively seeking answers, they're actively seeking like something to do, they're going to download it. They're going to send you their email address or they're going to sign up for your email list so they can receive that as a download because they want something to do. If it's a digital offering and someone's like, I just can't get into that headspace right now, they don't have to download it. So that's a great part about this is you can equip those or help those who are really, really wanting to make progress. But if anyone else is looking at that and they're like, nope, I could care less about a floral timeline right now. That's just not my speed. Well, then they don't have to download it. It's not like you're shoving this information in anyone's faces at all whatsoever. You're just making a resource available. So for those who want to be proactive, they totally can.
And what's nice about all these resources we've been talking about, they're evergreen resources. So they're not something that you're building right now, given the current climate. And then in a few months, they're not really that helpful, or even in years, you know, that you just toss them out. These are things that would be great to include in a pack you give to a new client that just signs up and would be helpful reference material for them. So these are things that you can develop thinking long-term, but right now strategically build out some systems that are going to help you just build the rapport and the relationships that are going to ultimately bloom for you in the coming months. All right, you guys, you know that Jamie and I love a nice resource, a little tool, a little software to keep our lives in the flow as we're doing our work.
Absolutely. You guys know I've talked about this in episodes before. I used to be so chaotic behind the scenes. I had different binders for every client. There were notepads all over my house. And then I'd be racking my brain trying to figure out, when did that person inquire? When did they reach out to me first? When's the last time I heard from them? What's going on with my life? And then I found HoneyBook. You guys, I see you love HoneyBook. When I found out that this was a resource, that each individual client could have their own portfolio and I could store things there and share things with them, it was a game changer for my business. Now I don't have to second guess when someone contacted me or how long an inquiry's been active, nor do I have to organize everything into individual folders on my computer. No, no, I've got HoneyBook, my sweet, sweet HoneyBook to take care of that for me.
So you guys should be like Jamie. She is a wise woman. Go check out HoneyBook and you can get 50% off on your HoneyBook account by using our special link, theunionpodcast.com/HoneyBook. Go check it out and we are pretty sure you're going to love it as much as Jamie does.
Let's talk about, practically speaking, how do you put this stuff together? Like, okay, cool. We gave you some ideas and I think they're pretty bomb ideas if I do say so myself. Like, I'm now seriously thinking, okay, should I make some of these? Because I already have a lead magnet, but that's specifically for the course. But I mean, I guess I don't have any excuses anymore because I could easily do some of these and I'm not doing them.
Well, hey, we all have maybe a little extra time. I don't know. I feel like if you're a parent at home at this time, you would be like, there you go, free time. What free time? So I'm on that page. I don't know. But I am glad I do have some of these resources already built for myself and for my business. And they are very powerful. I think there were a few more we want to talk about.
Oh, did I miss some?
I think we have printables as an idea too. And I think that's maybe more.
I'm just ready to move forward, you guys. We're done. Okay. No more ideas.
We'll get to how to integrate this. But as far as a few more ideas for you guys quickly, printables could be really powerful. Right now is an unprecedented situation. People need unique materials right now about postponement, about sending people notifications about their save the date. That's like a save the date maybe sort of situation. So making up some little designs like that, if you are a calligrapher, or let's say you're someone who makes digital invites, and then building the rapport with them, giving them that for free, collecting their email address and keeping that relationship going where you're the person they go to for your invites, for the fancy calligraphy on those invites or whatnot, that's a great plan. Now that wouldn't work for me because you don't want my handwriting on any of your stuff.
Oh, I'm sure it's pretty.
If you can make sense of it, it's pretty good.
Oh my gosh, wait, man, I barreled ahead, didn't I? Because giveaways.
Yes.
What an awesome opportunity to get people interested in your business. Yeah, that was the last one.
That was the ultimate one that we wanted to say, you guys, giveaways. These are powerful. This is something, again, we already referenced Max. He teaches this, and in his wedding pro group over on Facebook, he outlines exactly how to do this with some easy beginner Facebook ads integrated. So that's something to consider. And the whole point of that sort of campaign is to harvest a bundle of leads, and you're basically offering maybe an engagement session for free. And then you get hundreds of people signing up who'd be interested for that or in that, and they'd be providing you their approximate wedding date, their information, and now you can develop a relationship with them and hopefully from that group, turn your calendar and totally packed. Just like build out that packed calendar for whenever we can pack our calendar again.
Yeah. And obviously saying something like that, people will go, well, I don't feel right doing a giveaway for a free engagement session right now if people aren't supposed to be leaving their homes.
It doesn't have to be now. I mean, I'm not saying sneak out of the house and go do an illegal engagement session down
black market engagement session
in the park where we're not supposed to be. Like, this can be cashed in on in a few months, but the idea, start collecting those email addresses, start building that relationship.
Exactly. So if a giveaway feels weird to do right now, well, I just think giveaways are super powerful in general. I've seen what that can do with YouTube specifically when we hit certain marks or certain subscriber counts. Part of my giveaways there have been to sign up through this one platform that I like to use. And in order to get an entry into the giveaway, they have to follow us on Pinterest, follow us on YouTube, and follow us on Facebook and on Instagram. And each one of those will give them a point. So now I'm kind of pushing people to all of these platforms and they're not going anywhere. For some reason, when they start following us on Pinterest, even though we're not super active and we could be a little bit better, we still have thousands of monthly views off of that one time when I offered a giveaway. So to use a platform like that, where you just kind of push people towards social media, you can kind of get a more broad sweeping stroke, and then it will automatically find or select a winner for you. So you don't have to worry about filtering through all that. But it's a great way to kind of, you can still do a giveaway and still get traction on a couple different platforms, and then just say, when I'm allowed to see you legally in person, that's when we'll do your engagement shoot, you know?
Now, are you using UpViral or something like Early Parrot?
I don't know those words, so I'm guessing no to either one of those.
Okay, well, those are a few options of the tech side of things that do exactly what Jamie just talked about. I don't know what she uses. Maybe she has some magic fairies that work for her house and do this because she's cool in her little garden with her chicken.
No, it is a platform. It's quite identical to that. I think it's Gleam. Yeah, that's what it is. Gleam.io.
Okay, very good. So UpViral, Early Parrot, or Gleam.io. Some options for you guys there. It's also really simple to just have people sign up to an email list, which is just kind of the how to all these things we talked about, is adding something really simple to your website where you collect an email address, or dropping the same sort of thing out there on social media, and you get their email address, and they, in that first email that they're going to receive afterwards, get whatever free, amazing thing you're sharing with them, and be cool about it. Don't email them 5,000 times and make it super spammy. That's not going to go anywhere. Share content with them. Send out things that are going to help support them, make them feel good, make them want to read your emails, because that's a huge part of having an email list is it's not helping you at all to have 5,000 emails if no one opens them. You want them actually reading your emails and enjoying what you're telling them and learning from it. So angle for that. And then when the time comes, pop a little pitch in there, just a little light pitch. Maybe it's just in the PS down at the bottom of the email. You don't have to go hardcore and make a whole big sales page. And enough people will convert over where you will see your calendar start filling up. It's going to be awesome.
And before you check out, because you heard the term email list, we plan on doing like a whole different episode on why an email list would be important as a wedding vendor. Because I know at first I was like, wait, but these are short-term clients. They're not going to be long-term. No. There are a bunch of options, or a bunch of reasons, I should say, for why an email list is a fantastic idea. But don't worry, we will dive deep, deep, deep into that in another episode. But there is a reason that email lists are so powerful across so many different marketing platforms and so many different businesses. So it is a good idea to collect these emails, and it is a good idea to be prepared to start to have an email list. And it's actually a lot easier than I thought it would be, because there are platforms out there that will gather all the information for you. So yeah, that's definitely a good thing to add in that pop-up and to collect those emails, but don't panic and don't leave yet, okay?
Yeah, it's not as scary as you guys think. You do not need to be some sort of coder to put these things together. And if you are worried about the tech side of it, you can always go over to something like Upwork, find someone who does this. They can put together the architecture of it, and then you just put your own words into it, you know, so it's your voice and your style. But this is super powerful. And something I have told Jamie many times is you got to own your community. Having folks out there following you on any medium, we know what one Jamie has people on in mass, well, a few of them, but in real and big masses on a certain one. And you don't own that. The platform owns that, all of it, really. So moving people to something where you have the power to engage with them how you like, where you actually can keep that information and utilize that information in different ways, that's the power of the email list. And it's also a way to get a kind of an ahead of the line. When you're using any sort of social media platform, you're beholden to the algorithms. If the algorithms are not in your favor, no one's seeing anything. And that's something that's super frustrating as a business owner, that you may put this amazing information out and think you made the coolest meme that everyone's going to love and relate to right now. But if only 10% of people following you are even seeing it and they're hiding it from a lot of people, that sucks. Versus if you're emailing people, you're getting into everyone's email inboxes. And like for me, I have an open rate of almost 40%. People like to read my emails. I don't know why. Not always the best emails, probably some typos in there, but hey, I just do the best I can. And I think I try to relate that to people so that they know it's just crazy old Heather sending me something. And I try to make it interesting and helpful. And that gets people engaging and hopefully eventually buying. And not everybody buys, and that's okay. I'm going to give them some helpful info in the meantime. And even later on, if they never buy, that's okay.
Yeah. So the whole point of starting off or creating a lead magnet is ideally to create a process to cultivate a relationship with this potential client. Our main focus for today is to let you know that lead magnets are super easy to make. As far as the practicality of physically putting one together, again, the information's already in your brain. It's just a matter of figuring out what exactly you want to share. If you want to make something pretty and put together a nice PDF that people can download and then have access to, Canva is like my favorite for that kind of stuff, because they already have templates for you and they have pretty fonts. I am a sucker for good branding. I am a sucker for nice fonts and making everything.
Yeah, she is, you guys. That she's over the top on this. I'm very impressed.
Well, and I have to give a giant shout out to Jess over at Letter and Ink Creative, because she has been my branding go-to person for quite some time now. I'm the type of person that will invest hundreds of dollars into a logo, because I'm like, no, it's got to be good. So when I tell you that Canva's great, it is great. You can move stuff around. It's very intuitive and it makes you look professional as heck. So you have this information in your brain. You write it all down. You're like, well, I don't want to just send it over in a Word document. No, you don't. You want it to be in a polished and pretty looking and aesthetically pleasing PDF. Canva is for sure the place to go for that.
Yep. And once you build that out, you can easily upload that item to even something as simple as Dropbox. You could use Amazon S3, an online storage option, is very affordable. You could even store it in some sort of other digital file sharing realm, such as Google.
Good. That was good.
Yeah. File sharing realm. It's very normal terms. People use that all the time. It's not weird at all. So you put that there, share the download link in the email, the first email that they get, saying, thank you, congratulations, you're awesome, and you're BA for being here and reading my stuff. And bam, they've got that amazing content to enjoy and to learn from. And you start cultivating that relationship. So hopefully that sounds simple enough that it's not scaring you guys. It really isn't that hard. And you don't have to think about building a whole nurture sequence, a huge email funnel that people go down. Just take it 1 week at a time, or every couple weeks, shoot an email out. But the main thing is to stay top of mind, where when they think about who's a photographer in my area, that they have your name in their brain. So that's all you're trying to do.
So basically, our encouragement for you guys today is take this extra time, I should say, that's been unwillingly shoved into our laps and create something that is going to help you start relationships with potential clients. It could be a printable, it could be a checklist, it could be a timeline, it could be a list of your preferred vendors, it could be a cheat sheet, or it could be something as fun and as big as a giveaway. There are tons of options that you could put together, but now's the time to put something together like that so you will be on the forefront of clients' minds when they're considering moving forward, when they're allowed to move forward, when all of this is opened up. What photographer are they going to go to first? What florist are they going to go to first? What venue are they going to want to talk to first? It's going to be the ones that have provided them something when they had nothing else to do, or they were bored and twiddling their thumbs, or they were anxious and they just wanted to make progress. You will be the person, you will be the vendor they will most likely turn to above others that potentially may not be offering them something right now. So don't get overwhelmed. Just grab a piece of paper and a pen and just start jotting down ideas of what you could do, a checklist you could put together, a freebie you could put together, and just get to working on it. It might sound scary now, but I promise you, all the information's already in your brain. You just need to get it out and it's going to be incredible.
Yeah, I'd say a 2-week turnaround on this is all you guys would need to literally launch the whole thing. And that's plenty of time to make it very beautiful, craft it all up real nice, and get it out there for the world to enjoy. So I encourage you guys to take the next few weeks, make that happen.
Amen to that.
You've just walked down the aisle of today's episode of the Union Podcast. Thank you for celebrating today's show with us. We hope that you found a little gem of wedding wisdom from this episode. Please let us know your feedback by sharing a screenshot of this episode on Instagram. Be sure to tag @UnionPodcast so we can hear your voices. Let us know what topics you'd love to hear about on future episodes. And don't forget to subscribe to the show on whatever podcast platform you prefer. Until next time, stay lovely, wedding friends.